Online on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It's a Thursday morning. Special thanks to our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Good morning, Michelle. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, and WILO News Director Ken Hartman joins me in the studio. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm hot this morning. It's already 71, 72 degrees, and I'm drinking coffee.
You shouldn't be just, that's one reason why I don't drink coffee.
Sweating over here, man. I don't know what it is. We turned on some air. I've yet to feel it, though. I think it'll start coming out. But, yeah, it's already warm to start the day. And
you're drinking coffee on top of it.
Throwing coffee on top of it. And I've got this heavier shirt on, too. I should have known better, but that's all I had clean, so... So that's what you're stuck
okay.
with there.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a visual they don't have to look at.
Well, you always give me a hard time about always being hot, you know, yeah. and I freeze you and Cindy out sometimes in the newsroom and the halls, and she's yelled at me a few times.
Yeah.
I'm that way at home, too. I'm just always hot. I just always feel hot and sticky sometimes. I'm just, ugh. My girlfriend calls it manopause. So...
I so much want to say something, but I'm not going to.
The WILO Skywatch weather forecast. Sunshine this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Just a slight chance of rain this afternoon. But a high 92. They said that could be near record high for us.
Yeah.
72 the low tonight in clear skies. And cloudy chance of showers tomorrow. High 82, a little better chance. And then Saturday, much cooler, cloudy, clear in the afternoon. Daytime high 68.
And also, it's going to get interesting because the winds are going to kick up a little bit this weekend. So it's going to make those temperatures already going to be cool, feel a lot cooler than what they really are.
It'll feel like fall, won't it?
It really will.
You know, Friday night really feel like football weather, too. 55, the low.
It all depends on when it rains.
Yeah, I know. We'll just hope that holds off.
And also, the one people that is hoping that it holds off the rain is the Fair Council because they got their diesel drags out there at Fairgrounds tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start, 5 o'clock for practice.
All right, that'll be exciting. So head on out to that. That's, you know, it's good to have some entertainment, something to do in town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can enjoy that, all ages. 72 now from WILO, and President Trump went to the Carolinas yesterday. He arrived at a Marine Corps Air Station, Cherry Point, in North Carolina. He praised local, state, and federal officials who've been involved in helping the Carolinas get through the storm. Florence is linked to the deaths of more than 30 people now. People across the Carolinas could find themselves victims of financial predators sweeping in after Hurricane Florence. Public watchdog groups say people need to watch out for con artists working for scams that can take in desperate storm victims and those who want help. These will try to con people into donating to fake charities, rip off homeowners with bogus insurance and grant schemes, price gouge on rebuilding, and steal people's identity. So, got to be careful on all that. What's wrong with people these days? There's a lot of stories that I'm going to, that are national, that I'm...
There's a lot of gullibility out there.
That's true. There's several stories here that falls under that classification of what is wrong with people
today. And I got
today.
A couple over here, too, when we get around to it. I'm going to have some fun with a couple of these.
We'll get to that in a moment. I want to tell you about the 29th Annual WILO Senior Fair coming up less than a week. It's next Wednesday, September 26th, from 9 till 2. in the beautiful Community Life Center behind the First Church of the Nazarene. New this year, we'll have some free shuttle service thanks to Kim Stevens and Frankfort Main Street and BCS Landscape and Design. Now, if you're 50 or better, you're invited to attend. Everything's free. You just got to show up. We've got breakfast sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home, served by Hoops Restaurant. Free lunch, too, sponsored by Beehive Memory Care and Kokomo Health Center, and that's served by Shoops. We're going to be eating good. And I'll eat yours, Ken. I'll eat your portion. You said yesterday you're not going to partake.
I haven't before. I really haven't. I've done it once, I think.
You got to at least get you some lunch or something. You got to eat something.
I don't have to.
And it's free.
Well, also, hey, I'm also about two blocks from home, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right around the corner there.
Yeah.
So we'll have free breakfast and lunch. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Last year, man, that breakfast spread was just amazing. I forget who did it last year, but it was
Hoops.
But Hoops, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. And I just remember those biscuits and gravy, man. Mm-mm.
That I will stay away from.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have yours.
For sure I will stay away from that. If I have it, I will.
Gravy doesn't agree with you, does it?
I like gravy, but boy, does it do a number on my stomach.
Isn't that weird?
I know.
Too bad. I'll eat yours, though.
Okay.
free health screenings, too. Flu and pneumonia shots, insurance, and Medicare filing available. We had Laura on the other day. She's talking about that.
Yep.
Happy days is the theme, so come dress like Fonzie if you want, or Richie Cunningham if you like. I don't know. ViaQuest's enthusiologist Jeff Riker is going to be the onstage entertainment. And our stage sponsor is State Senator Brian Buchanan. The 29th annual WILO Senior Fair, brought to you by a lot of people. Our top sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you, and Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans, a good friend of WILO. We're going to have, if I'm not mistaken, we don't have the paperwork on it yet, but I think we're going to do a live remote next Tuesday, noon to 2, at the library. Mike Downey and I have put this together, and that'll be sponsored by Kevin Evans as well. They're doing the national register to vote.
Oh, yeah.
So
I couldn't think what they were doing next week. I knew they were doing
I could see your gears working.
I couldn't remember, like, what in the world? Oh, yeah, that's what's going on. Okay.
I appreciate you forwarding this information to me from our good friends out at Colfax. You know, if I could have found a house around Colfax, I would have. That's kind of where I wanted to move to first, moving to Clinton County. It's barely in Clinton County.
That's true.
But we're very happy where we're at, and it's nice and close to the station, which is good. You know, I told people about it. They're like, well, that could be good and bad, you know. So far, it's been good. So, but anyway, Colfax is just an awesome little town, and they're hosting their fall fundraiser. It's their first annual. We've talked about it a little bit, the Hickory Harvest Festival. It's October 13th from 10 till 4. It's a history-themed festival. They'll be having vendors and handmade and homemade goods and live bluegrass and dulcimer music, pioneer games for the kids, and much more. They're also going to have members of the Tippecanoe Steam and Gas Power Association and Wabash Valley Weavers Guild providing demonstrations. So what they're doing is trying to raise some money for the Rosenberger building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw that they got a grant recently of nearly $5,000. And this award money will be used to fund a historic structure report for the Rosenberger Building in Colfax. It was placed on the National Register for Historic Places and is thought to be the oldest building still standing in Clinton County. The Colfax Historical Society continues to raise funds to purchase the Rosenberger Building, renovate the interior and exterior, and create a local history center and community gathering space. Amanda Boxa, you hooked me up with her earlier this year, and I went out there, and she gave me a tour of that building. I got to go in there and walk around, and it needs some work, but it's just standing right there, man. It's just so cool. Just awesome to think about what all it's seen through the years. And, of course, some people have, you know, who had it in the past, they turned it into apartments at certain times and stuff, you know, so it definitely needs some refurbishing. Plus, when you have something on the National Historic Landmarks, you can't do anything you want to it, right? You know, you have certain guidelines and stuff that that you got to go by. So, anyway, good luck to them. I think the last time I talked to Amanda, I think she had a baby over the summer, if I'm not mistaken.
I think she was getting close to having one the last time I saw her.
Yeah, last time I talked to her, she said that I think they were maybe around $8,000. Hmm. So they were hoping for $30,000 to purchase that. Party line, good morning.
Good morning. This is Ron Masters. I'm an associate pastor over at Faith Family. How are you?
Hey, Ron. Good to hear you this morning. I'm doing well today. Thank you for calling in. You're calling in about the Faith Family Church at 508 West Green Street here in Frankfort, just around the corner from us. We're having a big car show and end of summer blowout fun this Saturday. Is that right?
We absolutely are. And I heard you talking about Colfax. The proceeds that we are raising are going to go to a place called Peanuts Place that is in Colfax, and they do a lot of great stuff for the community by giving away free outfits and coats and toys and pajamas to people that are underprivileged.
What was the name of that place in Colfax?
It's called Peanuts Place. It's on 102 Main Street.
Okay. Very good. Well, I drove past the other day on Green Street and was looking at the church, and I know you guys they're doing a lot of good things over there, particularly in the community in their immediate area. I've heard a lot of stories about how awesome of neighbors they are from some of your all's neighbors over there. So
wonderful, glad to hear that. That's what we want to be known as, good neighbors.
So we're going to have a party Saturday, and Wilo's going to be there. I'll be down there broadcasting live between 10 and noon. You said you've got kind of the inside track on the car show. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've organized this. This is our second annual one. We have gotten some great sponsors this year: Skiles Electric, Industrial Pallet, Phillips Saw and Tool, Jerry's Bottle Shop, Dale Reel. We've got some great door prizes and everything. There'll be a 50-50 drawing and that kind of thing, but we are a lot of car nuts, and we are looking forward to having this place filled. It's a paved parking lot that's going to be filled with cars, and we're going to park our spectators off to the other east side so that we can make sure to fill this place with a bunch of really neat-looking cars. It's really a unique event, too, because what I did was we made it so that we could go from our car show and then have a police-escorted cruise to another car show on the Jefferson Mulberry Blacktop at Cornerstone Church over there. And so it's going to be kind of a unique thing. Guys will be able to show their car, get some awards for their their car show efforts, and then be in a cruise over to another car show.
So the registration is going to start at 9:30. Awards will be around 1 o'clock. As I mentioned, Wilo will be there from 10 till noon, and you guys are starting at 10 o'clock, right? So we encourage people to get up Saturday morning and get your breakfast and head on over.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a meal, too, they can buy for $5, of course, with the proceeds going to Peanuts Place. But a quarter-pound hot dog with chili cheese, with the regular fixings on it, a bag of chips, a homemade dessert, and a cup of ice cream, all for $5.
Well,
so it's going to be amazing time.
I'll take two, Ron.
I'll give you two.
Okay. I'm kind of intrigued by the quarter pound chili dog. So
it's a monster. It's really good. It's actually the same one they sell behind the counter at Sam's. That's who I get them from, except okay. We grill them, and we're going to make those things available. And then when they go to the car show at Cornerstone, they have a hog roast. So if you go home hungry from either one of our places,
it's your own fault.
Done well.
It's your own fault, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Ron, I look forward to meeting you in person on Saturday, and we'll be there with bells on, and we'll be talking about it between now and then, all right?
Same here, Kevin. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event, a lot of fun. Really appreciate you guys coming, and it's going to be a good time getting to know you and spending some time getting people looking around some wonderful cars. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you Saturday morning. Thanks, Ron. So that should be fun. And, boy, I need to remember to wear jeans that day, don't I? And
yeah.
I'm probably a long-sleeve shirt and maybe my Indiana zip-up hoodie. I don't know.
Well, Indiana merchandise is kind of dangerous around this community.
It is dangerous, but I love wearing it proudly.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Mike Downey, our account executive, just texted and said, "Save a chili dog for me." Are you kidding, Mike? You're the one buying. Right, I guarantee you. Ken's going to come over. We're going to.
No,
Mike,
I'm
better
be,
bring an extra 20 that day.
I'll be in Rossville.
Oh yeah, you got things to do. I'll eat yours.
That's right. You can have mine.
I'm going to be 500 pounds by December.
You'll be 500 pounds by the end of the day on Saturday.
Yeah, by the end of Saturday. So anyway, we'll have fun with that. Okay. Now, also next next Wednesday when we do Party Line, we will all be rushing around that morning because mm-hmm. we'll be going over to the senior fair.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a special announcement that morning as to a small partnership that FUN, the Frankfort Unified Neighborhood, and WILO are putting together. So be listening for that sometime around 8:35, 8:40 next Wednesday morning. And it's going to be something that we announce, and then it's going to happen. It's kind of like a quick impromptu thing, but that's all I can say. I promised Larry Loeffner. But at the event, now he did this without asking. I noticed last night on Facebook, or two nights ago, he did this without asking me. He posted a picture of both he and I, and whoever gets the most votes on Facebook has to take a pie to the face. He didn't even clear it with me. He just put me up there. So
can we have some ballot stuffing, please?
Yeah, ballot stuffing. Well, fortunately, Facebook has it where you can only vote once, so you can't sit there and just click, 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 or I would have already done that for him. But if you're a member of Frankfort Unified Neighborhood on Facebook, if you've liked them on Facebook, please go there and vote for Larry Loeffner, okay? Do not vote for Kevin Keith. But anyway, someone will get a pie in the face after we make that announcement. So, at our get-together thingy. So anyway, I'm a pretty good sport about things, but the girlfriend told me yesterday that she voted for me. I don't appreciate that. She's supposed to vote for the other guy or something. All right, Party Line, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry.
Got a question for you.
Yes?
Is this Family Unified Neighborhood in competition with Main Street and Party on the Square?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, the Frankfort Unified Neighborhood Group has went around and got a lot of local agencies that you hear on Party Line involved. So they've they partnered with, I know, Healthy Communities. They'll be doing our Halloween over at the fairgrounds, and they've got, I think they've got Main Street on board with them on a couple things. So.
Well, I didn't know if it was the same day or not. That's why I'm asking.
No, just a new organization that...
Well, I understand that, but I was wondering about the date, just what I was getting at.
Okay. Yeah, not to my knowledge, anyway.
Oh, well, okay. Sounds good. And are you ready to bring me some food?
Bring you some food.
When I'm behind the barbed wire hotel, when all of us Democrats are arrested by the Republicans after they get elected again?
Yes, I'll bring you some food, Larry.
Okay, that's what's going to happen.
I'll come visit you.
Well, I hope you knew that was a tongue-in-cheek.
I do know that, yeah. I hope they don't arrest all the Democrats.
Well, I mean, it's going to be...
Half my family would be gone.
I heard a guy the other day, and this guy would happen to be a Republican, says we are slowly but surely becoming a banana republic. And he wasn't happy. And yeah. I'm not either, but that's beside the point. I hope we don't.
Well, I'm with you there. That's one thing we'll do.
It won't affect me at 9 or 7 days. I won't really care one way or the other.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. We appreciate your call this morning. Ken, the Trump administration ready to resume talks with North Korea. I saw that Kim Jong-un met the other day with the South Korean president, and they agreed to some denuclearization, and then Kim Jong-un said he wants to meet with Trump again to get this fast-tracked.
Dude, in that treaty, do they have an agreement on who controls Godzilla?
Well, maybe they could share Godzilla.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
So I think that's a good thing. I'm leery, you know,
oh, yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, you have to be.
So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has invited North Korea's foreign minister to meet him in New York next week to discuss ending North's nuclear weapons program by January of 2021. So there you go.
Yeah.
I saw this, too, that five police officers shot on Wednesday across the nation. Wow.
Yeah.
Two officers in Prince George's County, Maryland, stable condition at a Baltimore hospital. No suspect in custody in that case. And L.A. deputies got into a shootout. Two injured there. One suspect's dead there in L.A. And In Masontown, Pennsylvania, police shot and killed a suspect who was allegedly firing at people inside an office building. One officer was among the four injured in that case. So everybody in fair condition there, though. So what do you got, Ken Hartman?
I think you may be ready for this one. I did this on my show this morning, and I thought, I've got to do this again because I had so much fun with this. A very bizarre case is being investigated in Virginia where a man is accused of rubbing produce on his butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll never look at an apple the same way again.
Well, okay.
Thanks, Ken.
Police in Manassas says Michael Dwayne Johnson pulled down his pants recently at a Giant Food and rubbed produce on his butt. They said a 27-year-old then put the food back on the shelf.
Of course.
Of course. A loss prevention employee reported this, and the store has immediately destroyed several pallets of food. This guy is facing charged with destruction of property and indecent exposure.
What's wrong with people, man?
Do you want to have a scent of green pepper or a scent of something else?
Glad it wasn't a pineapple.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I saw this yesterday online. A seafood restaurant in Maine is giving marijuana lobsters.
I did that one, too, this morning.
They're getting lobsters high to put them at ease before cooking them. Customers at Charlotte's legendary Lobster Point in Seawall can request to have their lobsters sedated with the drug when they order it. Yeah, give me a high lobster, please.
Yeah, really.
The sea creature is placed in a box with some water, and marijuana smoke is blown inside to help them calm down. Marijuana is legal in Maine, so there you go.
Now we know why the Bush family likes to stay in Maine so much.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's why they're so chill in their older age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a PETA thing or what, but quite strange.
I wonder if people who eat a marijuana induced lobster get a little bit high,
get a little buzz off.
Yeah,
I don't want to
find out. I'm not a big lobster person anyway.
Or marijuana, right?
Yeah, right. That's true.
So San Francisco's Museum of Ice Cream is now permanent.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Reps with the pop-up museum confirm the art installation of all things ice cream is here to stay due to high demand. Visitors are encouraged to take selfies, take a dip in the sprinkle pool, and eat some real ice cream on site. Its popularity has resulted in spinoffs, including Candytopia, which happens to be across the street.
Mm-hmm.
The candy exhibit is here for a limited run. So the San Francisco Museum of Ice Cream is now a thing.
Go visit Candytopia.
And under the headline of what is wrong with people, you know, there was this big brouhaha. There were a lot of people burning up Facebook and calling into talk shows about why did the government shut down that solar observatory in New Mexico few weeks ago, right?
I saw this.
I mean, people were ready to start a congressional investigation as to, you know, nobody had any answers or anything. But it seems like
I'm going to come back in a minute, so keep going.
The reason they shut it down, it was a janitor looking at porn.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. It turns out child pornography investigation is the reason for that shutdown. Federal court documents unsealed yesterday show the FBI shut it down while agents investigated a janitor suspected of using the observatory's Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. The documents say observatory officials decided to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers, you think?
Well, I just wonder if, you know, now we wonder why we have aliens visiting that part of the country. They have one little extra thrill on the side.
The aliens are probably looking at us and thinking, those are some weird people down there.
But also, if you looked at it, I think the next paragraph down there said that also was, you know, that area right where Roswell was.
2-hour drive from Roswell. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where people reported seeing a number of unidentified flying objects in 1947. Government says it was top secret high altitude weather balloons.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. I don't buy that anymore, and I can fly to Mars by myself.
I used to buy that, but I don't buy that anymore.
No,
either.
I think something else
happened.
I know there's something up. I'll be willing to bet the ranch on that.
And under the headline of, wow, I wish he would shut up sometimes, President Trump says he's very disappointed in his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. He will not let this go.
He won't.
He made the remark outside the White House yesterday. Trump said he has no Attorney General.
Yeah, I read
that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Called the situations with Sessions very sad. Of course, he's still angry at Sessions for recusing himself in the Russia investigation, which he should have done. I mean, that was a credible thing. Right. I mean, that's a thing. Sessions did so because of his role as a top advisor in Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. So speculation has already started about Trump firing Sessions, but they probably won't do that till after the November midterm elections.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
And by the way, in case you didn't know, we're going to have Space Jam 2 coming out about another year.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I did see the first one.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah. And they have LeBron James now as the...
Oh, instead of Michael Jordan?
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty cute. I had little ones at the time, and they enjoyed it.
It's going to be interesting to see if they let R. Kelly sing the theme song.
No, they won't. Keep him away from the kids.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
That's exactly right.
What a weirdo.
I know.
Yeah, and he's still popular, man. I don't understand why people don't have some credible issues with him or something.
You know why as much as I do.
I do know why, and that's sad commentary. Party line, good morning.
Do you know what his problem is with his attorney general?
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. I don't know what his problem is, though, why it is.
It's because he won't fire that special prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't... Trump is demanding loyalty to Trump and not to the country.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just, I've always liked Jeff Sessions all right, and I think he did the right thing by recusing himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, but I think he had to by law.
Yeah, he could have stayed on. It wouldn't have looked right, but he could have
stayed. I believe they said it would also... been against the law, but who was going to prosecute him if he's the one that does the prosecuting?
Yeah.
But no, it's just the whole thing is he won't do what Trump wants him to do, which is to stop this investigation. And that's the reason Trump has put this guy in, wants this guy as a Supreme Court justice. Because then Trump will fire all them people. On Saturday Night Massacre, and it'll go to Supreme Court, and they'll say that he's right and they were wrong.
We'll wait and see.
That's what it's all about.
We'll wait and see. Larry, have a great day.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. And Ken, finally here, feel free to start your day off with a cold slice of pizza for breakfast because it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. That does sound good.
I don't mind eating pizza for breakfast.
No, I eat a lot of cold pizza, but not necessarily for breakfast, but I do eat it throughout the day.
Yeah, and I like it cold, too. Mm. Pizza was invented by Italians, but the idea of adding pepperoni came from us Americans, of course. After the pies were first introduced in the States in the early 1900s, other popular toppings include sausage, mushroom, olive, and pineapple. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
I've had it. I just don't like mixing fruit and vegetables together.
Me neither.
That's just me.
That taste just doesn't do it for me.
Well,
I love pineapple and pizza. I just don't like it together.
Sweet stuff to me shouldn't be on a pizza.
So discounts, I agree with that. Discounts on pizza from Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, and a few more today.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ken, we've got Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon coming up. And Ken and I are going to play Musical Chairs. Thanks, as always, Kenneth.
No problem.
All right. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfort Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.